89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Judy Waters. Sundial writer and traveler Gail Hobson recently found herself on a train in a lovely section of Italy. She managed to make friends, even though she didn't speak their native tongue.
Our train moved through lush vineyards, apple orchards, and stately Italian cypress trees. Scenes ran along the tracks as other trains sped by our window. The four women sitting across from us gossiped, I suspect in Italian. They shared cell phone images and laughed loudly. Every few minutes, one of them would move from her seat, and the rest would all shuffle like chickens on a roost. Once I was able to share in a joke with them. The women spied one of their companions a few seats back. He was sleeping soundly, hands folded in his ample lap. His snow-white hair and eyebrows bobbed with the motion of the train and ended up nearly on his chest. The four women and I saw him at the same time, and we all laughed together as one of them grabbed a cell phone and took his picture. It was so pleasurable for me. I had never laughed in Italian before. I don't remember when I took the smallest Italian man's hand in mine. Probably it was after I wrote Arezzo on a napkin and found a map in the train compartment. I knew that the singer Sting's villa was somewhere in the area. My new friend pointed out his village on the map and smiled broadly. And then they all settled down for lunch. Arugula, thick slabs of chicken on Italian bread, cheeses, and wine. We enjoyed our leftover peanuts and last beer. And then, just at the right moment, my new friend pulled out a bag of plums, so ripe and juicy, which he shared with us. His eyes twinkled the whole time he was helping me to understand that they came from his garden, his land, his space in Italy. They would be from his home somewhere, a place I could never visit nor feel any sense of attachment to, and yet I did. The train came to the end of the line. Our Italian group took a last photo, and my husband and I spotted our mountain we wanted to hike. Gathering our belongings, we stepped off the train and were greeted one last time by my new Italian friend. He thrust the bag of plums in my hand to take with us and enjoy again the next day, his summer plums.
Memories are made of this. When Gail Hobson isn't enjoying travels abroad, she sings in the Huntsville Master Chorale. If you enjoy these Sundial commentaries, you can also listen online at WLRH.org and on iTunes. This is 89.3 Huntsville.